Hi everyone, and welcome to the wonderful world of Disney, a Disney devoted singing and acting competition here on VH. I'm Theater Bound 31, or Allison, and with me I have Audrey Golightly 13.
Hi, you can just call me Audrey.
Audrey. Here's our new competition, which we are both super excited about.
Again with the page turn,
And
sorry.
that's all right.
Funny
I guess.
story. We recorded this whole thing and it was kind of long and rambly at parts,
It
but
was like 40 minutes
yeah,
long.
almost. And then Allison's computer spazzed out on us and like
My
shut
computer
itself
hates me.
down. So,
Stupid
ah, the
computer!
joys of technical difficulties.
It just shut off. Stupid computer.
Computers
That
are
makes me so
evil. We love them, but they're evil.
If it does that again, I swear I will, like, beat it against the wall or something.
For its sake, let's hope that doesn't happen.
It better not. All right, so we're doing all this again.
Yes. Welcome to the
So.
wonderful world of Disney. Take two.
Oh my goodness. All right. Oh, the first episode, we're already having all these problems.
I know! This sucks!
All right.
The universe is conspiring against us!
Don't hate Disney. All right. So, the first audition is Blackjack Avi, whose monologue scene, well, not really monologue.
Yeah, let's just call it a scene from now on.
Scene
His scene was
and
from.
song are from the first A Goofy Movie.
Which we established that.
In the first
We
episode.
established in the first take of this, Allison has not seen the first one. She's only seen the second one, which is the one that. And the first one involves
Goes to
a long road
college.
trip all over the place and something to do with a band, I think, at one point. And then the second one involves Max going to college, and I think Goofy winds up going to college at the same place for some
And
reason.
falling in love with the librarian.
Falling in love with the librarian and doing
And going to
mad
the disco.
disco boogie skills. And Max winds up in some sort of extreme sports competition, and it's just madness. Madness
So
and
we figured
chaos.
all that out in the first part, and then my computer screwed up. So, on to Blackjack's audition.
Goodbye, hopes. Goodbye, dreams. Goodbye, Roxanne. Roxanne! Dad, I gotta stop somewhere first. I have to talk to someone! Turn here! Dad, watch out! No! Here, pull over! I gotta go cancel my first date in less than an hour. Must be some kind of lame-o record. Hi! Is Roxanne home? My name is Max. Does Roxanne live here? Does she even live on this block? All in all, I'd rather have detention. All in all, I'd rather eat a toad. And the old man drives just like a klutz that I'm about to hurl my guts directly upon the open road. Roxanne, please don't forget me. I will return someday, though I may be in traction when I do. This is worse than dragon breath and acne. I'm so mad, I think I may explode. You know, that's funny, so could I, just being up on the open road.
And that was Blackjack AV with his audition. I'll go first. I said great emotions, but they were kind of like different. Like, I know you're supposed to be worried, and then, like, okay. We'll see if I even get this right. I'm probably gonna have them in the wrong order now. Like worried, and then you were like scared at one point. I thought you did really good transitioning to those. I just thought like they could have been more, like, I don't even know how to say this now. I'm like all twisted since we had to do this again. They could have been like when you were like when he was scared, I thought that should have been, like, shown more. Just, I thought the motion should have been, like, more prominent. But other than that, I thought it was good. And then with your song, when you would say when you said road and do at the end of some of your runs, they sounded a little strained. strained to me. All right. That's what I had. Okay. Audrey.
I had the same thing, good emotion. I liked the way you transitioned from being, like, all depressed and gloomy in the car, because it's like goodbye to everything you've ever known. And then you were like, hold on, wait, I gotta go say goodbye to Roxanne. And then you opened the door and her dad was there and you got all scared because he's all big and tough and frightening. And yeah, and I liked the way your voice kind of cracked a little bit when you started sounding scared, because I think that was intentional. I don't know if it was, but it sounded like it was. It was well-placed if it was, or if it wasn't, either way. It definitely made you sound like you were kind of scared. And I liked the way you did the growls for her dad, too, because they were, like, very intimidating.
Yes.
Ferocious.
Grr. That was my growl. All right.
We're girls. We can't growl as frighteningly as you. As far as the singing, some of your notes were like, I think they were kind of flat or something. Like she said, at the ends of phrases, they were strained, you know, the road and stuff like that. It was off a little bit. A lot of places you used a lot of like staccato type consonants, like very... You know, I don't know, very, I can't say this now.
No.
Anyway, very staccato. Yeah, there you go. but that kind of helps with this song, because it helps get across the, like, the anger and frustration and just general sullen teenager mood that Max had in that scene. And I love this movie. Like I said before, in the other take, I'm probably going to say that about just about every Disney movie that comes up, because I love Disney movies.
I love Disney. All right. So is that, are you good?
Yeah. So yeah. Yes or no?
I say yes.
I say yes as well.
Woo! We remembered to say yes or no.
Yes, we did. Because in the last episode, we remembered on Blackjack and we remembered on Skywish. And then we forgot on Blue Man. And then we remembered in the middle,
sorry,
of Coppers.
Kyle.
Please don't let this affect our animation sensation scores.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Okay. So, moving on. Next we have Skywish. And both her acting scene and her song are from The Lion King. She's actually singing, Can you feel the love tonight? I mean, really, are there any other songs in The Lion King?
I was gonna sing it, but then I was like, I'm probably gonna be on the wrong pitch or key or something.
Yeah.
And she's gonna start, and I was like, oh, well, she's gonna sing it, so.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna ruin it.
But yeah.
All right.
Is there really any other song that anybody remembers in The Lion King? I mean, I know there are, but everyone's all... Can you feel the love tonight?
Okay. All right. I probably sound like a freak. Okay. So.
That was very good African, though. I've actually had to do that one. I did that for like 3 years in a row in choir.
We did that in choir 1 year.
We did it my eighth grade year. Then we did it again my freshman year. And then we did it in like part of a medley my sophomore year. So...
We did a whole Disney medley last year in choir. It was amazing. Just saying.
It was... The Disney medleys are the funnest thing ever. We did a Disney medley, and we did a doo-wop medley, which was pretty fun as well.
Oh my gosh. That would be awesome. All right. So anyway, now on to Skywish's audition.
Why? What wouldn't I understand? What? Simba. Because it's your responsibility. I left to find help, and I found you. Don't you understand? You're our only hope. What's happened to you? You're not the Simba I remember. No, just disappointed. Good, at least one of us does. I would if you'd just tell me. Fine. He's holding back, he's hiding. But what? I can't decide. Why won't he be the king? I know he is the king I see inside. Can you feel the love tonight? The peace the evening brings. The world for once in perfect harmony with all its living things.
Okay, that was Sky Wish's audition for The Wonderful World of Disney. Audrey, it's your turn to go first.
Yes, it is. Oh, boy. Dun, dun, dun. As far as the acting, I think you could have done a little bit better, like, on the emotion, because... You're going to hear me say that a lot about, like, emotion and stuff. Because for some reason, I'm, like, really big on emotion, especially in acting. Which is weird, because I'm not sure I'm that great at getting it across myself. But I'm picky about other people. So, I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, so, like, your acting was good, but, like, I wish you would have had more emotion in it. Because Nala is, like, first of all, she's a lioness. She's all fierce and... Roar, just grr, and she's like really a ball of emotion ready to explode right here. She's all like, she's shocked that Simba's still alive because everybody's thought he was dead for the last who knows how many years. She's angry that he won't come back, he won't help her, he won't tell her what's going on or anything. So she's just really frustrated, and then by the end of it, she's just like kind of disgusted with him for not wanting to come back and help his family, and avenge his father's murder, for crying out loud. Psh, Scar.
Psh, psh. You know? That's why he ends up as Hercules' rug or whatever.
Yeah. I wish you would have gotten more emotion across, although I understand that's kind of harder to do if you've only got one half of the dialogue. I think if you would have had... I think at least having Simba's... what he was saying would have helped, because then you would have, like, understood what emotion was supposed to be there in the first place.
Yeah, and we're going to talk at the end about some of the things we're modifying about the competition, just so y'all know.
Yeah.
So, listen for that at the end, once you're finished. Okay. And are you still going? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I have singing to talk about. Oh, gracious.
Oh, yeah.
You have a really pretty tone, and I liked the use of your vibrato, especially, like, at the ends of, like, phrases and stuff. The one problem I had with it, which I think Allison agrees with me on this, is the king I know he is. Yes. It sounded like maybe you were trying to take liberties with the song or something, but it sounded like kind of rushed or garbled or something. And I would have liked to hear more of your pretty voice on that part, because your voice is really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more like, the king I know he is. That part. I was actually on pitch that time. I was in the right key. On the other take, I wasn't in the right key. And it sounded weird.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Your turn.
Okay, well, I basically have the same things that she does. I thought your acting was good just, yeah, because Nala is, like, this fierce, in-your-face girl, lioness, whatever
she is. She's a tough lioness.
I thought the emotions needed to be put forward more, and it is, like, of course, it is an animated movie, so, like, your emotions really gotta be, like,
yeah, your emotions have to be animated. Come on.
Exactly. Animated movie. Okay, so, I have the same exact things that she does. King I Know He Is sounded strained and crunched together, and, yeah, your tone is amazing. I have the same things Audrey does, so...
We're probably going to see a lot of that, because, you know, we don't compare our critiques beforehand. Maybe we should, so that we don't have so much overlap.
So we don't say the same exact things. My goodness.
It seems we think a lot alike.
Yes.
You know what they say about great minds.
Oh, yes. We are great minded.
We're great, yeah. Disney minds.
Woo! All right. So, yes or no?
Yes.
I say yes as well. Second person
Woo!
To join Wonderful World of Disney. I almost said Wonderful World of Disney for some reason.
The Wonderful World of Wonderful World of Walt Disney. I can't say that with this. It's like a freaking tongue twister.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So next audition is Blue Man 39, whose song is Down in New Orleans from Princess and the Frog, which Audrey and I also said in our first take that neither of us have really watched Princess and the Frog.
She's seen half of it, and I've seen, like, none of it. Sad yeah, face. So shame on me. Really shame on me. Shame on me as a Disney fan.
And his scene is from Atlantis, who, or what, no, which, I've only seen once. So, I don't really know. I only know the one girl's name. So, so, yeah, Blue Man 39.
In the Southland, there's a city way down on the river. Where the women are very pretty, and all the men deliver. They got music, it's always playing. Start in the daytime, go all through the night. When you hear that music playing, hear what I'm saying, make you feel all right. Grab somebody, come on down. Bring your paintbrush, we're painting the town. Oh, there's some sweetness going round. Catch it down in New Orleans. All dreams do come true in New Orleans. Yeah! Good afternoon, gentlemen. First off, I'd like to thank this board for taking the time to hear my proposal. Now, we've all heard of the legend of Atlantis, a continent somewhere in the mid-Atlantic that was home to an advanced civilization possessing technology far beyond our own, that, according to our friend Plato here, was suddenly struck by some cataclysmic event that sank it beneath the sea. Now, some of you may ask, why Atlantis? It's just a myth, isn't it? Pure fantasy. Well, that is where you'd be wrong. 10,000 years before the Egyptians built the pyramids, Atlantis had electricity, advanced medicine, even the power of flight. Impossible, you say? Well, no, no, not for them. Numerous ancient cultures all over the globe agree that Atlantis possessed a power source of some kind, more powerful than steam, than coal, more powerful than our modern internal combustion engines. Gentlemen, I propose that we find Atlantis, find that power source, and bring it back to the surface. Now, this is a page from an illuminated text that describes a book that is called The Shepherd's Journal, said to have been a first-hand account of Atlantis and its exact whereabouts. Now, based on a centuries-old translation of the Norse text, historians have believed the journal resides in Ireland, but after comparing the text to the ruins of this Viking shield, I found that one of the letters had been mistranslated. So, by changing this letter and inserting the correct one, we find that the Shepherd's Journal, the key to Atlantis, lies not in Ireland, gentlemen, but in Iceland. Gentlemen, I'll take your questions now.
Okay, and that was Blue Man 39 with his audition. It's my turn, right? Yeah.
Yes, you get to go first this time.
Ooh, awesome. I drew a page. Okay. We're going to hear the page turn sound effect.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm so old school, I have my notes written in a notebook. I have like an entire notebook now that's just for this.
Mine are on an iPod. Yeah. All right. So, I thought your singing was very good. I thought parts of it were a little pitchy. When you said at the very, very end, the last word of the song, when you said Orleans, I'm in choir, so I pick this out a lot.
Yes.
You said New Orleans. You said, like, New Orleans.
Yeah, with the, which the is really wide, kind of twangy sounding E, which is all choir directors hate with a passion.
Hate. Yeah, so we are taught to make it, instead of, like, wide, smiley with your mouth, make it round.
Yeah, instead of an E, around it's more of an E. I can't do it now.
It's almost like a British thing, kind of.
Yeah, almost.
So that was the only thing that, like, really bugged me with the song. Then your... I don't have this, very long critiques. For... What am I on? Okay. Your monologue, which I was surprised. He had a long monologue.
He actually did.
Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness. I saw his audition was 3 minutes long. I was like, oh my goodness. But anyway, your monologue. I thought the volumes and emotions were good. I just thought they could have been, because he's supposed to be speaking to a crowd, even though I found out he's talking to a broom. Or yeah, he's talking, or whatever.
He's talking to basically cleaning supplies, because he's down in the boiler room. That's his office, apparently.
But he's supposed to, like, he's acting yeah, like he's speaking. He's
basically practicing for a presentation in front of actual people.
Yeah, so if he's acting like he's presenting in front of a crowd, so you need to be, like, more, like, project more. I don't know what to say. Like, project more, be more powerful with it.
You need to be more animated, like we said before, more exuberant.
Yeah.
More just kind of all over the place excited, because Milo kind of was.
That's Disney. Okay. And then my next thing was your voice with that just sounded like very, this is a word I made up, Disney-esque to me. I thought. Just my opinion. All right, Audrey, your turn.
I heard this. I've got mine all in the same order, so it's acting and then singing. So I'm going to address the acting. The acting part of your audition came up, and I was like, ah, I love this scene. I love Atlantis. I love it. Like I said earlier, I'm going to say that about every Disney movie ever, just because. I love Michael J. Fox, because he's awesome. And, yeah, you sounded like you were doing a little bit of a British accent almost, but it works. It makes you sound like all intellectual and stuff.
Because we all like to be intelligent.
Yeah, we all like to sound smart whether we actually are or not.
I do it all the time. No.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said earlier, interrupting Allison, I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that.
That's all right.
You know, you need to have more energy, you know, you need to be more, like, excited, because Milo was all excited, you know, I'm gonna go find Atlantis, it's real, I can prove it to you, you know?
In your face!
Yeah, everybody thinks it's a myth, but it's not, and I'm gonna prove it.
Yeah!
As for the singing, guilty confession, I've never seen The Princess and the Frog. Like I said, shame on me. If Redbox still has it, that is the next thing on my movie list. But, yeah, because Blockbuster's out of business. Dang it. I'm really glad you sing a song from Princess and the Frog, though, because I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know it's set in New Orleans for the most part, so. And New Orleans is just, like, the jazz capital of America, basically. And you have this, like, really jazzy tone to your voice that, like, I like that about your voice, and this song showed it off really well. The opening phrase part, sounded like kind of breathy, and it kind of threw the pitches off a little bit to me, but, you know, I don't know if maybe that's just because it was the beginning of the song, because I do that a lot of the time, too. If it's the beginning of a song or the beginning of a, like, a phrase, I just, it's all weird, and I have to go back through and do, like, 5 takes of the opening part of the phrase, and everything else is fine.
I do that, too.
It's kind of annoying. But, yeah. So, yes or no?
We are going to remember this time.
Yes, we are. Okay. I will remember if you don't.
All right.
Because I actually have it, like, written in my notes.
Nice. I say yes.
I say yes as well.
Third person through.
Woo! Double woo!
All right, you're going to hear us doing that a lot. All right. So, the next person to audition is Copper, excuse me, and his acting scene / song are both from Mulan, and they're actually, like, the scene is right before the song.
Yeah.
So, this is his audition.
You will assemble swiftly and quietly every morning. Anyone who does otherwise will answer to me. Ooh, tough guy. Yao, thank you for volunteering. Retrieve the arrow. I'll get that arrow, pretty boy. And I'll do it with my shirt on. One moment. You seem to be missing something. This represents discipline. And this represents strength. You need both to reach the arrow. We've got a long way to go. Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Did they send me daughters when I asked for sons? You're the saddest bunch I've ever met, but you can bet before we're through, Mr. I'll make a man out of you.
And that was Copper with his acting scene, and I'll make a man out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Your turn to go first, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. I love your Yao voice. He's all, ooh, tough guy. And he's all, like, gravelly and big and bad and tough. And he's like, yeah, challenge me. And then Li Shang comes in and he's all, he's all in Yao's face. He's like, you're not in charge here. I'm in charge here. You're not as big and bad as you think you are, and I'm going to prove it to you. And so it's like, yeah. He just kind of takes him back down a peg, puts him back in his place. He's all, you think you know so much, but you don't. He's all smug. But I would have liked sound effects for the medallion things, though, because they had that, like, that big, yeah, heavy metal gonging sound when they hit the floor. Because Yao thinks he's all big and strong, and then these great big metal things, like, drag his arms to the ground. Bunk. So.
But we'll talk about that at the end.
Yes. As far as the singing, I've said this on the other take as well. I don't know if I've ever actually heard you, like, sing stuff before. I've heard you rap, obviously. Team Dylan on The Voice. I think my iPod has your version of Baby Got Back on it, because it was awesome. I mean, I love that song to begin with, but I like your version a lot. Yeah. So, this was kind of, the pitch was kind of off in places. Like, you sound, I don't know if it was flat or what, but you sounded, like, kind of strained in places, like when you had to hold notes out. And I wish you would have been, like, a little more dramatic about this, had more, like, authority in your tone, you know, because you're Li Shang, you're the army captain. You got to be all, oorah! Oh, that's the Marines, pardon me. Because that's my stepsister's a Marine. She will be. Yeah. But you got to be all, rah, army, bossy. You know, just use emphasis. Like, let's get down to business. You know, just got to punch it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Got to make, you have to, like, that part of the song has to be, like, emphasized.
Yes, because it is in your face.
He is in your face.
He is going to make a man out of you, whether you like it or
even
not.
Even if you are a woman, exactly. He will make a man out of you.
Yeah. That's like the entire point of the song, man.
Yeah.
He's going to make a man out of you.
Even if you are a woman. Okay.
Okay.
My turn?
Yes.
Are you finished? Okay. I said, you know, Audrey and I have like the same things. Excuse me. I don't know what's going on. Okay. So, what am I? Okay. The acting, I really like how you differentiated the two different voices, and you didn't just sound the same for both. So I thought that was good, but when you said at the end, before you started the song, when you said a long way to go, I thought that sounded, like, really cheesy. Then for your song, I thought it was, I didn't know if it was pitchy. I don't know if you, like, tried to make it higher for yourself or something, but it was kind of pitchy and notes sounded weird. and when you were at the end of your runs, some of the notes, different notes sounded strained, so I don't know if you, like, were running out of air and it was, like, or you were getting, I don't know, like, if you were running out of air, it just sounded really strained at the end of the runs. And then, yeah, like, because it's Shang, so You have to be really, really stern in the song. And in the acting, too. But mostly, like, the song, it's him, he's head, all that. You gotta be really stern and tough with him and out there, so.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yes or no?
Yes.
I say yes as well.
Very hesitant.
Yes, okay. I know. I was kind of going back and forth at first because, you know, I mean, his acting was good, but his singing was not quite as good, and
it wasn't as good as I would like it to be, but I don't, I don't know. I've never, like you said, I haven't really heard him sing.
Yeah.
So I don't really know.
But, you know, and I kind of feel like a pushover if we let everybody in the first episode, but, you know, at the same time, I want to let everybody through because I want people to be on my show, our show.
Yeah. But I, like, I thought everyone did, like, because I'm not going to, like, crack down on you, like, if you guys got, like, a note wrong and be like, no!
Yes, but exactly. Y'all, this is wrong. That is all. No.
Okay, you're gonna be like, okay, that note was wrong, you're done. No, that's not how I am. You get a few notes wrong, that's all right. I don't really, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I get right notes all the time. I definitely don't.
Yeah, we kind of established in the other take of this, she's going to be Paula and I'm going to be Randy, and we're just not going to have a Simon because he's mean.
Meany butt.
He is rude. But, yeah, because I think you had said something about Dylan saying you were mean, and I'm like,
yeah, Dylan said I was mean.
No, you're not mean at all.
I was like, I will show you that I am not mean.
If anything, I'm the mean one. But I mean, I'm not like Simon Cowell, brutal mean. You know, I'm not gonna like set out to hurt you people. I'm just gonna tell it like it is. You know, if I don't like something, you're gonna hear about it. But that's it.
So, Dylan, if you're listening to this, which you better be,
yeah,
I'm not mean.
You better be auditioning too, Dylan.
He's been promoting pretty well. Yeah. So
I would hope he would audition. I'm not going to demand that he audition, but I'm going to hope he auditions.
He said he will, so I'm expecting it, Dylan.
Yeah, we're expecting an audition from you. All right.
So anyway, we have those four. We have Blackjack, AV, Skywish, Blue Man 39, and Copper as our first four into the first season of Wonderful World of Disney.
Woohoo!
And now I know that there are a few things that you want to cover.
Yeah, I had some just like general notes that I had noticed across the board. Your scene and your song don't have to be from the same movie. I don't know if some of you thought they did. They don't necessarily have to be. If they are, that's fine. That's great. But they don't have to be. Like Blue Man did a scene from Atlantis and a song from Princess and the Frog. Two very different movies. So that is perfectly okay. I think we had said before that sound effects weren't allowed because we wanted to hear just your raw stuff.
Yeah, we said we wanted...
To clarify, I think we mean we don't want, like, sound effects and stuff in your songs.
We don't want sound effects in the songs.
And we don't want, like, an overwhelming amount of sound effects, but just, like, a couple of little things for, like...
To make us understand...
Yeah, to make us understand the scene, or just for accentuation or emphasis or whatever. Like, the doorbell and stuff, the car door in Blackjack's. Think we're gonna use or have used or whatever at this point the version of his with the sound effects. We're going to okay that.
Yes.
And
duets.
Well, hang on. I had another note about acting, right quick. For dialogue, because I know there's not a lot of monologues in Disney. I didn't really realize when I said that in the document. I said monologue a lot, and there's not a lot of monologues in Disney at all. You can either do one-sided dialogue like Skywish did, or you can do two-sided dialogue like Copper did, as long as you distinguish between the voices.
Yes.
And this kind of ties in with the duets thing. Because somebody had mentioned something about wanting to...
Duet with another person.
No, I think it was somebody had mentioned something about did they want us to sing in a character... Did we want them to sing in a character voice? No. We want to hear you sing. We want to hear you act as a character, because that's what acting is about, is being someone other than yourself. So that we want character voices on your acting, but on your singing, we want to hear you.
Yeah.
As you are. Because you sound pretty. Yes. And awesome.
Yes. All of you.
You all do.
Yes. Then I have the thing with singing for the duets. I had gotten the question on the thread of if you are allowed to sing duets. I said that was fine, but then I found out that...
Yeah, it was
Brighton
and MVOAA, right?
They wanted to submit a duet together.
And
I did not know that. I seriously thought he was like meant duet song.
Yeah. So
I was like, yeah, sure. But I wanted it to only be...
Yeah, like, you can both do the same duet, but we want each of you to send your half of the duet with your acting in one file, not send the blended duet. We want each of you to have your distinctive halves of the duet with your acting files.
Yeah, so we are okay with you guys having the duet. We just want your own parts. We don't want your...
And you can go ahead and blend it together and submit it to Hit Singles if you want to, but we don't want them together on here.
Yeah, so have it separate.
Please.
But we do allow duets, just have them separate.
Please and thank you.
Yep.
And I know we said in the thread that we want you to sing a cappella. You can sing, like, you can record with a backing track. You can record with it, like, in your headphones or whatever. Because I know it's really hard to stay on the right key if you're singing just straight a cappella. But just so long as we don't hear it, you know, as long as you, like, either put it in your headphones where we can't hear it, or you take it out before you blend your submission down and send it, that's fine. You can sing with a backing track, just don't let us hear it. Because we want to hear you. We don't want to hear the music. We want to hear you.
Yeah, especially because I know, like...
Because we love you and we want to hear
you. I know I'm
not
good at... I'm not... Yeah, and I know I'm not perfect at mixing or anything. But, like, those times when music totally dominates over your voice, we don't want that to ever happen. So, no music. You can listen to it through your headphones. We just don't want to hear
it.
Yeah. Right. I think that's all.
Yeah. I'm glad we've had this much turnout. We're glad we've had so much positive response in the thread, because just glad people seem to be almost as excited as we are. I don't know if it...
Yes, we are super duper excited.
Yeah, it's not possible for you to be as excited as we are about this, because
you're
like, excited.
I'm telling all my friends about it and everything, and they're like, all right, okay.
They don't get it, but we don't care, because... We just want to share our enthusiasm and our excitement, because we're, like, uber excited about this. Like, you have no idea.
Yeah!
You have no idea.
No. But, yeah, we are, like, very thankful that all of you are showing so much interest, and that we have these four, but we still need 16 more for the show. That is a lot.
That is a lot.
But hopefully we will get all those 16 soon.
Yeah. Keep sending us your auditions, people. Bring it on.
Come on. We want the auditions.
Yes.
We like the auditions. Come on. So, hopefully we'll be getting a lot more of your auditions soon. And now that you guys have kind of heard how we do this, hopefully we'll get more of your auditions. And I will also be, hopefully we'll get getting more auditions sooner, because I will be promoting and advertising the competition on my YouTube page.
Woo-hoo!
And if you all want to see the advertisement video or not, which I don't know why you...
You should post a link to it in the thread.
I will.
Yay.
But I'm creating a promotional video for it today, posting it on my YouTube, which is my same username as on VH, so if y'all want to go see it. But I'll post a link to it on the thread. It'll be pretty awesome, not gonna lie. No, it'd probably be so amateur, I'm not even kidding. I'm so bad at video editing.
It's still going to be awesome, because it's you.
Yes, it will. It'll be pretty Disney-esque.
It'll be Disney fabulous.
Yeah. Disney is fabulous.
Yep.
All right. We can't go on this huge, long spiel like we did on the last one.
Oh my gosh, yes. Because we had, like, I don't even know how long of just us rambling about this, that, and the other involving Disney and Disney World and
Disney World.
Disney movies and so forth.
Like,
I mean, seriously, if we ever get to talking like that again, you may have to edit some of it out.
Oh, yeah. Unless you all want to listen to a, like,
hour and a half long episode.
Like we could post it as outtakes.
We totally could.
We should. We should do that. We should just like,
oh my gosh,
find a time, you guys, and just randomly sit around and talk about Disney and then post it.
Oh
as
my
outtakes.
Gosh, that would be amazing.
Or we could even just start like a radio talk show. We could do like a radio play that's all Disney.
Yes, you are so full of amazing ideas. Oh
I know.
My God. I am totally getting on Dylan about that. All right.
Look forward to our Disney radio play or podcast or something.
If it happens,
whatever it is,
yeah.
Eventually this will happen.
It will happen. It may not be in the near future, but it will happen.
And you are welcome to guest on it if you are as obsessed with Disney as we are, or more so.
Yeah!
Or if you just like talking about Disney, whether you're obsessed
or if you
with
just
it or
like
not.
Talking in general.
Yeah, whatever. Pretty much.
We'll take anyone. Oh. All right. So, Audrey, do you have anything else you would like to add before we end this fabulous first episode of Wonderful World of Disney?
I think I'm good. Do you have anything you want to add?
I don't think so.
All right.
I mean, there's so much I want to say, but we can't fit it all in this episode.
I know. So we're going to have to save it for the podcast.
The talk show.
Yeah, the talk show.
Woo! Oh my goodness. Now we got to think of a name for that, too.
Oh, gracious.
All right.
Disney
so,
Radio.
Thank you.
Wait, Radio Disney. That's already been done.
Yeah.
Well, so has Wonderful World of Disney, though.
Yeah.
Think about
well,
it.
We just took...
We'll just take the titles from all the...
No copyright.
Copyrighted Disney intended. Stuff, yeah.
Okay.
No copyright infringement intended, Disney. And ABC
yeah,
and
you.
Whoever, like, broadcasted Wonderful World of Disney. I tell you, that is a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
All right. So I guess that's all we have. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into our first episode of Wonderful World of Disney. Hopefully, we will be getting a ton more of your auditions.
And thank you, Skywish and Copper and Blue Man and Blackjack. Thank you all for auditioning.
Yes.
We're glad you made
you
it through.
Auditions.
Woo!
Yeah! 4 people so far.
Awesome.
All right, 16 more to go. Okay, so thank you all for auditioning, and hopefully... We'll get a new audition episode up next week.
Woo.
If we get enough auditions, so please come audition.
Yes, send us stuff. We're begging you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Bye. Or listening, I guess, but bye.